This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I am just going to come right out and say it. Honestly, if it ain't one thing in this economy, it's another. Not only did we get a GDP report this week that was thoroughly meh, but this morning we got an arguably more important number that was more meh. I guess. It's a thing called the Employment Cost Index, a measure of wages, salaries, benefits, all the stuff that adds up to the cost of employment. The Labor Department says that in the second quarter, that index grew at the slowest pace since they started keeping track of this stuff back in 1982. Why am I telling you all of this? Because higher wages is one of the touchstones that the Fed is looking for as a signal that at long last, the economy is strong enough for them to raise interest rates without pouring cold water on the whole smash. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman starts us off.
Is the job market now basically normal and healthy after the Great Recession? Or is it still wounded, leaving lots of people who want to work and earn a decent living behind? Today's really low increase in pay and benefits is a big piece of evidence for the still wounded side, explains economist Aslam Yeleja at IHS.
It's a big shock because we see employment numbers very solid month to month, and unemployment rate has been declining. We are now close to full employment.
That should make it easier to find jobs and tougher to hire workers if you're an employer. If we did have that kind of recovery going, we'd see employers lowering their requirements for job applicants, says economist Jesse Rothstein at UC Berkeley.
We'd also be looking for evidence that wages are increasing as the employers need to pay more in order to attract people to the jobs. We're really not seeing much evidence of any of those, which suggests that we really are still in a situation with a fair amount of slack in the labor market.
Labor market slack means millions of people hungry for a job or workers so afraid of losing their jobs they'll work without a higher paycheck. Yeleja says this is what worries Fed Chair Janet Yellen.
She's concerned because the measures of the labor market, such as unemployment rate, sometimes they don't measure the slack in the labor market correctly.
Today's report indicates the healthy job market diagnosis might be wrong and the economy might not be ready to take the medicine of higher interest rates yet. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.